The Hold Steady live on KEXP.
And thanks for having us here today.
So how about a couple songs?
Yeah. We're going to start out with Magazines from the new record.
One, two, three, four.
Always funny in the morning, she isn't always funny in the night. Once she gets a couple drinks in, she's probably gonna tell you you ain't doing anything right. Then you roll your eyes and then you're probably fine. Mainly traits and adoration. She gets pretty wasted at the celebrations, benefits in the building dedications. It's always sunny in the morning, sucks around the ending of the night. When she storms out of the restaurant, think you're supposed to chase her to the lights. One boy hits her like a tambourine, the other dissing me on her message machine. Magazines and daddy issues, I know you're pretty pissed, I hope you'll still let me kiss you.
Magazines and daddy issues, I know you're pretty pissed, I hope you still let me kiss you.
Magazines and daddy issues, I know you're pretty pissed, I hope you'll still let me kiss you.
Magazines and daddy issues, I know you're pretty pissed, I hope you'll still let me kiss you.
Hope you'll still let me kiss you. Hope you'll still let me kiss you. Calls and the other texts. She's got boys on board and boys on deck. Second dates and lipstick tissues. New York gets pretty heavy. Girl, I hope it doesn't crush you.
Magazines and daddy issues. I know you're pretty pissed, I hope you still let me kiss you.
Second dates and lipstick tissues. New York gets pretty heavy. Girl, I hope it doesn't crush you.
Magazines and daddy issues.
Now we're going to do Ask Her for Adderall. If she asks, don't tell her that I'm living hand to mouth. Don't tell her I've been sleeping on your couch. If she asks, just tell her that we open for the Stones. It's her favorite band except for the Ramones. If she happens to suggest a love based on trust and respect, tell her I've been wasted since last week. If she wants to stop on by, tell her that I almost died. Tell her I ain't seeing people yet. I'ma see if she'll send cigarettes. If she asks, don't tell her about the bloodshed in the streets. The less she knows, the less she can repeat. If she happens to bring up the pinpricks and the throwing up, tell her it's just part of growing up. If she wants to get involved, tell her to stay in St. Paul. Tell her I'm not up to taking calls. Ask her for some Adderall. Now Holly won't say hi to me, 'cause I'm in love with my anxiety. If she asks, just tell her that we're too far gone to deal. She should know exactly how that feels. If she wants a scene report, don't tell her about the kids indoors. Tell her we ain't even keeping score no more. If she wants to help the cause, tell her we need sterile gauze. Tell her she should look through all her medicine and see if she's got clonopins. Now Charlemagne don't seem the same. He's skinny, scared, and off his game. He's been hiding from those gentlemen. They got the same tattoos as Gideon.
Hold Steady live in studio here, KEXP. That is a great song.
Thank you.
Ask Her for Adderall. And magazines before that from the new record, Stay Positive. And Ask Her for Adderall, that's considered like a bonus track, right? But
yeah.
What does that mean these days?
Well, you know, in our case, our record leaked. So we kind of were able to sweeten the pot a little bit when we made it available, you know, for sale.
So it's on the retail version you can get now, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that's a song that we've been playing a long time, and people have always been into it, but when we got to making the record, it just didn't fit in the right place. So it became a bonus track, but
yeah,
still sort of a popular song, you know, when we play it live.
It's fun to do live because it's kind of it's a fast, upbeat rocker.
Yeah, it's a total rocker, to the point. Great hooks, great lyrics. What are Klonopins?
Klonopins are some sort of muscle relaxer, I think.
Anti-anxiety. Yeah, they're anti-anxieties. They're not like Valium or Xanax, where it kind of puts you out as quickly. It's more of a even keel kind of get you through the day sort of thing, I've heard.
Yeah.
Don't take them with booze.
Yeah, not good. The Hold Steady live in studio here, and stripped down version.
Yeah, yeah.
Craig Finn singing words. Tad Kubler on guitar there.
And Franz Nicolai,
sporting the second or third best mustache in the world.
Who's first?
John Waters.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah.
Except, you know what? I think he dyes his.
Oh.
When you go that thin, you have to. Our friend Dave Gardner from Minneapolis rocks that style, and he's definitely a just-for-men sort of guy.
Yeah, yeah. I actually rocked it once, too. I found out the hard way. When you cut it that thin, you have to dye it.
Yeah, you have to highlight it, I suppose. Yeah.
But it's cool. It's cool, nonetheless. And then the second guy, any given day you could exceed him, is the checkout guy at the grocery store. Man, he has the best mustache ever. Very inspiring.
I'll let him have that.
Yeah.
So you guys are playing tonight at Showbox Soto with the Drive-By Truckers, which is a great double build. Is it as much fun as it sounds?
It is as much fun as it sounds, maybe even more. It was it's something we've been trying to do for a long time, and it's been exciting to kind of get up to this level that we can do this co-headlining tour with them. Because, I mean, honestly, they were an influence in the starting of the Hold Steady. You know, just a great guitar-driven band with great lyrics. You know, it's like, someone's doing that. I'd like to try that, too. And so it's been real. There's a lot of mutual respect. And we didn't really know them personally that well before the tour, but it's been a lot of fun, too.
Cool. So kind of like a mutual respect, blind date.
Yeah.
It's working out okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's going real well.
When you said co-headlining, what does that mean? You
swap? We flip-flop, yeah. Oh, okay. Last night we headlined. Tonight we'll play first. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty much every night with a few exceptions just in markets. You know, like they did a couple extra headlining shows down south where they're stronghold.
Yeah. And then do you ever join each other?
Yeah, we've been pretty much every night on the encore, so we've been playing some songs, some covers, and some, you know, even some of our own songs. So I think last night we probably had all the truckers up on stage with us, didn't we?
Yeah, I think so.
Thanks, yeah, pretty sure.
Yeah, there have been nights where it's...
We'll go to the tapes.
Yeah, yeah, it's there's like, yeah, it looks like 38 Special, the Allman Brothers, there's like 13
Excellent.
People
nice.
On stage.
Nice. Rocking it.
Yeah.
You don't have to know the song perfectly if there's that many people. The train's going in one direction. You can't really derail it.
Very cool.
It makes it a little bit easier to kind of do your own thing and fake it. And it's more about how to look good up there.
Right, right, right. So you guys have been crisscrossing the country and touring the world and lots of crazy stuff going on in the world. especially in the last month or so with the economy and stuff.
Yeah.
Does that, do you notice that? Like,
well, I think in some ways this tour has been, we've been fortunate to have a you know, co-headliner with a reasonable ticket price. It's actually built for these times, even though that wasn't the plan. But I do know that promoters have told me that shows are, you know, markedly off, 10-20% down from where they were last year. And certainly gasoline prices affects a touring band a lot.
Yeah, that's what I'd heard like 6 months ago or so. You know, bands would come in, or you'd hear bands say, man, we're going to have to, if it's $3.50 a gallon,
yeah,
can't keep going.
Well,
but now it's down.
And also the dollar versus the pound. We go to England a lot, yeah. And that's kind of crushing.
And that too, that said, just the way the airlines are working now too, with you can't check any bag anymore without paying for it, which,
yeah,
when you're talking about a band of five guys and a crew of four other people, you know, 9 to 10 people on a flight together, that adds up a lot. So.
Yeah, I was wondering sort of the trickle down effect on you know, the level of a musician just touring, you know.
That said, our business manager called me a few weeks ago, and he said, today's the day that it's better to be in a rock and roll band than to be an investment banker.
Well, I would argue that's any day, but yeah, it looks good on paper to him, he said. He's like, this is weird. I never thought I'd make this call.
Is he trying out for the band?
He might be.
Where were you guys on election night?
State College, Pennsylvania. We had a night off, and we parked our buses together and watched it, and that was Tuesday. So Thursday and Friday of that week, we were going into two shows in New York. Mm. And we are all looking at the tour and being like, this doesn't go the way we want it to.
Yeah, yeah.
These New York shows could be pretty weird, you know, somber and or angry, or, you know, luckily it went the way we were. It did, and it was kind of a huge celebration. People were still pretty up for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a good, much needed lift. Now, in your lyrics, there's a lot of storytelling and a lot of drama behind that storytelling. Throughout it all, there's an undercurrent of hope and optimism and positivity.
Yeah.
You know, you go to the first record, the track on there, Positive Jam, go to the new one, Stay Positive. How important is that to you?
Well, yeah, optimism, hope, and I mean, that's, I think it's important in any human, you know, to be able to look forward. And with this band, I wanted to capture some of the joy and hope that rock and roll gave me at a young age. And, you know, that to offer something that's not just, you know, black leather jackets and, you know, driving motorcycles fast and decadence, but you know, a real human positive spirit to try to capture in the music.
It's so much harder to do. It's so much easier to write angst songs.
Yeah. I mean, I think, like, that's one thing, like, growing up, and one thing I always got out of punk rock was that maybe a lot of people didn't feel, but I certainly did, was that there was hope, that there was something else out there,
mm-hmm,
that was beyond what you knew, that was better. And, you know, you could meet people and have strong relationships, things like that.
Well, there's that incredible communal feeling at shows, right?
And yeah.
Losing yourself in the moment is kind of a big part of what we do, I think, too. Or hopefully that comes across.
Mm-hmm. So a lot's made of the cinematic quality of the music and the stories. Do you have any interest or plans to do any screenplay?
No.
You guys act in your videos too. The videos are fun.
I have no real plans in that. I'd like to. I really like to write something in a longer form, and I have ideas, but I haven't been very good about putting pen to paper. So I think I'd be more likely to try to do a novel or something. But right now, that's barely worth talking about because it's not even, this first sentence isn't even written.
lot of guests on the record are. You got Doug Gillard of Gotta Buy Voices and Jay Maskus. These just folks you run into along the way?
Sort of. I mean, John Agnello got in touch with Jay to play the banjo, and we don't know him. That was done by the, you know,
technology.
Miracles of technology.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But Doug came in. He had
I don't
just
know if
moved,
he leaves his house.
I'm sorry?
Sorry.
Oh.
I don't know if Jay Maskus leaves his house.
Yeah, well, no, from what it sounds like, I don't know either. But Doug had just moved to New York, and somebody that we kind of knew loosely just from seeing him when we played Cleveland, and we'd become friends with him, and he came down to kind of just hang out and do some gang vocals, and then a couple of beers later, so I was like, hey, you want to play some guitar? And he was like, sure, you know, whatever. So he ended up playing on some stuff on Sequestered Memphis.
He's a stunning guitar player. I didn't realize, you know, Guided by Voices was a guitar band, but it didn't have, like, that soloing often.
Right.
He's a pretty impressive guitar player.
Yeah, he's really articulate. And that, you know, anybody who's seen Guided by Voices knows sometimes that's lost in the live performance.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, he's a phenomenal guitar player. And then also Ben from Lucero.
Ben Nichols from Lucero sang on a couple tracks.
Emily Brodsky, too, came in and sang backup.
Very cool. Any idea if Doug's got anything in the works?
I think he does.
Yeah, he's got a few things going on. I keep in touch with him, and I know he's been producing. He's been working on some of his own stuff, and he's been working with a lot of people. I think he really enjoys being in New York because it allows him to connect with a lot of people that way.
Cool. The Hold Steady live in studio here playing Showbox Soto tonight along with Drive-By Truckers. Last question. You got four killer records, critically acclaimed, and people like them. Don't always
real
do.
People.
great live. You've had these cool things happen. Open for the Stones, the Stooges, been on pretty much every TV show. At this point, what are you proudest of?
I think it's just the ability to reach people for me, you know, just to look out and, you know, say like in Chicago, we played last week and see all these people and knowing the songs and excited to be there and communing with each other as well as seeing the show that, you know, you're presiding over an event that means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. I mean, maybe someone out there falls in love and that's really exciting to me, sort of be hosting this thing.
Yes, connecting with folks.
The other thing is, too, is how quickly the band has, like, moved and we work and stuff. The fact that with everything that's happened and how quickly it's happened, just being able to get up every night and have fun on stage and having that still be the focus of what we do, I think, is something that's really important that we try not to take for granted.
Cool. Is there a fear?
Fear of heights.
It's really time to break up before we blow it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like we're going out like Seinfeld. The checks kind of, they're not coming in like that. But, I'd like to go out on a high point.
Cool. The Hold Steady live in studio here. Hopefully that won't happen anytime soon. Mind playing as much as you want?
Oh, yeah. We're gonna do both crosses from the new record. Some nights she sees these things right before they're happening. Hail Mary, full of grace. Some nights she swears she feels her face. She's known a couple boys that died. Two of them were crucified. The last one had enlightened eyes. With the first guy, he was Jesus Christ, a Judas. I know you made a grave mistake, hey Peter. You've been pretty sweet since Easter break. Now she's 4 a.m. and she's wide awake. Shivering and smiling. Let's clutch and kiss and sing and shake. Tonight let's try to levitate. You Catholic girls, you start much too late. Baby, let's transverberate. Baby, let's transverberate. Right before it got cut, she saw the body and she saw the blood. She saw the angel stick a sword in his side, baby. That's how we got canonized. She saw him gushing blood right before it got cut. She saw him put a body in a bag in the trunk. She saw the guys coming in from the side, baby. That's how we get energized. You know I'm down to pay for it. Just grant me some indulgences. 'Cause I've been mostly crying. I've been mostly coughing. I've been mostly dying. And I've been thinking about both crosses. She saw the movie right before it came out. And at first she thought Judas might go for the mouth. She saw the nails and she saw the hands. She saw the crowd and she heard the band. And the new girls begged her not to do it. And Jesus said, I still love you, Judas. Since you've been up in Massachusetts, I've been dreaming about those cruises. And I've been thinking about both crosses. And I've been dreaming about those cruises. And I've been thinking about both crosses.
The Hold Steady live on KEXP. Sounding great.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. I'm going to be heading down the coast playing UK in December, Australia in February. Have a great time.
Thank you. We will.
Again, thanks tons. And thanks to Janice, Jack, Lee, and Tom Hall for running sound this afternoon. This is the Afternoon Show, KEXP.